The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On August 22nd, three delegates from the Nishka House Nisjach went to the National Museum of Scotland to start discussing the repatriation of their stolen totem pole. In 1929, Marius Barbeau stole a memorial totem pole from the House of Nisjach while they were away from their village for their harvesting season, selling it to the National Museum of Scotland. Delegates consisted of three members of the house: Smoigit Nisjach, whose English title is Chief Earl Stevens, Shauna McKay, and Knox Sowett, whose English title is Dr. Amy Parent. While the hope is to eventually bring the pole back home, Dr. Parent talked about what these discussions mean so far.
But overall, in terms of summarizing the trip, we feel that our trip to Scotland is one small step towards supporting the integral reconciliation work that is required of all museums with imperial histories to begin transforming themselves, and of course, one large step forward for our family and our nation's healing journey.
An agreement has been made to display some signs that state where the pole rightfully belongs until it can be returned home. And since no living member of the house has actually seen it, Parent talked about the feeling she experienced upon reaching the pole.
Yeah, I mean, for me, as soon as we went up the escalator, because we're in a very large, one European museum with massive like vaulted ceilings, and as we're going up, getting closer to where the pole was, like we could feel the energy. And for me, I just felt like there was this big breath. I just went, and I looked over to my cousin, who was one of our younger members in the delegation, Shauna, and she just said, "They're relieved that we're here."
Parent has been keeping close to this repatriation process, being a member of the house and conducting research on the pole. Parent talked about something she learned while she was talking with her Smoigit Nisjach.
Oh, he also at that time, sorry, in that meeting with him when we first started talking about it, he also said that there had been a Nisga delegation that had gone to Scotland prior to the ratification of the Nisga Final Agreement. And at that time, when they met with museum staff, the staff had told them that it was too old to be moved. So as I began to do archival research on the pole, I discovered that the pole had since been moved due to renovations in the museum. And so that kind of, that agitated me. And so I decided that we would put as part of this grant that we would go and repatriate the pole back, because in my opinion, if they could move it once, they could move it again. And so since that time, we've had also some really amazing conversations and some collaborations with leading Canadian repatriation museum experts here in Canada, who've assessed the pole and its records with us and said that although it's old, it's actually in quite good condition because it's been in a museum for 90 years, and that they wouldn't hesitate to be able to see it moved.
Parent also found a story during her research, which she feels demonstrates that during the theft of their pole and many other traditional belongings, an understanding of the wrong they were doing.
There was some discussion from the crew who had the pole on the boat, and they talk about the bad spiritual juju that they felt from taking, it was their words, bad spiritual juju that they felt from taking this pole. And so for us, this recognition that they ethically knew what they were doing was wrong at that time.
The theft of traditional Indigenous property was very common during the 66-year period of the potlatch ban. However, there has been many repatriation efforts across Canada, and Parent talked about what she hopes is learned from these proceedings.
I mean, I think it's, I think we just hope that people see our work as an exemplar and as encouraging, and that it is possible to challenge the imperial and the colonial authorities that have wrongfully taken what belongs to us, and that, our voices need to be listened to, that we have rights and we have legislation around the world that supports us. And there is a growing recognition of the need for change and the need for Indigenous peoples to be involved in all processes that concern us.
With the repatriation of the pole, the House of Nisjach is hoping to learn more about their history and traditional philosophies. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.